From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
Protests in Trinidad as sugar workers fight retrenchment. Police officers in Curacao go on strike. And Rasta prisoners in Jamaica get the blessing of the government. We'll tell you why. I'm Bertram Knowles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Hundreds of sugar workers in Trinidad and Tobago have staged a demonstration near the office of Prime Minister Patrick Manning, accusing the government of discrimination. The government is planning to formally offer the country's 9,000 sugar workers a voluntary separation package next week. The administration wants to restructure the industry, which is losing 500 million Trinidad dollars annually. Tony Fraser was in the thick of today's demonstration. This is his report.
Well, the scene is fairly well set here today outside of Whitehall. That is the office of the Prime Minister of the country, the seat of power of government, and inside a cabinet meeting is going on. I'm in the middle of a protest demonstration here by sugar workers and retrenched workers of BWI. Thousands of red shirts, a sea of red shirts, and they are protesting the government's intention to offer them a visa package to go home. And indeed, according to the trade union leader, Rudy Indarasing, the government seems to be changing its tune and now wanting to retrench the workers. Forced retrenchment, he's claiming. The workers are here and they're protesting, and they're intent on seeing government, some government per